Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on SiriusXM. You can listen on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You get to work. Getting out of your car, no problem. Pop us on the app. We are portable. You can download the podcast. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, you can see us on ESPNU right now. If you missed us on ESPN2 over the past 2 hours. And we are joined now by Marcus Camby, former NBA standout, 2007 Defensive Player of the Year. Jay, number 2 overall draft pick. Look at that. Brethren. What's going on, Marcus?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. Good. By the way, Jay and Key both predicted sweeps. I said Heat in 7. How surprised are you that the Heat tied the finals at one game apiece?
Honestly, not really surprised. If you know Miami Heat and their culture, and you know with Coach Spoelstra over there, you know they're going to make big time adjustments. And in that game last night in the fourth quarter, when they switched to that zone, I think it really slowed down the perimeter players of the Denver Nuggets. And you know, Nuggets. I mean, Jokic got his points. I don't know if that was the game plan to make him get his touches, and you know that's why his assist was down a little bit. But you know, Miami Heat is a gritty organization, and they were definitely well coached.
Marcus, what about the defensive lapse from Denver? Right, the series of miscommunications, the lack of hustle at certain times, and also kind of the way they got blitzed in the first quarter that kind of set the tone for the game.
Yes, there was a lot of mishaps I saw during the game last night, especially on simple 2-3 screen downs where I thought that Denver could have simply just switched those pick actions, and it left open a lot of shooters. And, you know, Gabe Vincent got it going in the first half. He was a real spark for them knocking down threes. And I think for overall the whole game, the Miami Heat shot a great percentage from the three-point line.
What do you think the Nuggets need to do to bounce back now, Marcus?
I just think they need to stay with the course. They've been having great success all playoff season long. Jokic has been phenomenal as well. But when he's scoring the ball and not passing the ball, the others are not getting involved. So I think that was the play last night. He went for 41, but I don't think no other guy shot more than 15 to 16 shots. So when Jokic is playing at his top level, he's passing the ball, he's getting the role players involved, they're feeling good about themselves, their energies are up. And it makes the game easier and flow easier for the Denver Nuggets.
Marcus Camby, former NBA player, 2007 Defensive Player of the Year, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Marcus, when you look at the Nuggets and the way things played out in Game 2, are they in trouble going to Miami?
I wouldn't say they're in trouble. I would say that it's going to be a tough task going down there to Miami. It's probably going to be, you know, Jay, those whiteouts that they have down there at the Miami Heat Arena. They're going to be loud. And but, you know, Denver has the type of game that they can play at home and they can play on the road. So, you know, I expect it to be a challenging game, Game 3. Game 3 is always pivotal games to playoff series. I don't know the percentages of whoever wins Game 3 wins the series, but it's going to be a tough one. And I expect you know, Jimmy Butler to have a big game. He hasn't really had his, you know, the Jimmy Butler imprint on the game yet. I expect his momentum and his will to make it real tough for the Denver Nuggets.
MC, I wanted to ask you, because you were such a great defender, man. I mean, great overall player. But, you know, the strategy that Espo had yesterday where they just played him single coverage on Jokic, and you didn't see them doubling down. You saw the guards kind of stinting down. Like, you as a defender, like a guy like Bam who's guarding him, Is that the right way to attack it? Seriously, you just challenge him in a one-on-one, man-y-man, kind of like, let's see if you can beat me straight up. And even if you give a lot of points, I'm taking away those momentum-like passes when guys aren't helping down from the weak side or strong side to get other guys going. Because obviously KCP and Michael Porter Jr. really struggled in this game.
Right, they really struggled. I thought the game plan was for the Heat to let Nuggets try to, let Jokic try to beat him. I mean, he's going to get his points, you know, regardless. But if you can slow down those timely on-target passes that he has, those cross-court passes to the corner, the KCP, Michael Porter Jr., I mean, you keep those guys at bay, you're going to give yourselves a shot to win the ball game. But when Jokic is scoring in the paint, passing, doing all those other things, that's what makes the Nuggets very, very tough to beat.
They are, and as Jay pointed out before the weekend, and as Coach Steve Kerr told Draymond Green, that the head of the snake might actually be Jamal Murray, and that's the head you got to cut off. Where are you with all? I mean, we've been talking about they're kind of like reminiscent of the Warriors in the sense that they have two floor generals out there, but where are you on that? Who's the head of the snake?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, like I said, Jokic is great. He's going to get his. But when Jamal Murray is on, I mean, he's a tough cover to anybody. I mean, just look at the last series against the Lakers, the way he performed. That really elevated the Nuggets to get those wins during that series. But if you can contain him a little bit, and it's going to be tough to do because in spurts he's going to get hot. He's a tremendous player. He provides a lot of energy. But if his scoring is down, that's going to make it real tough for Denver to win.
Marcus Camby joining us here, former NBA player, 2007 Defensive Player of the Year, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Marcus, I was talking earlier before because I'm not sure, maybe with the exception of the Clippers, but you know, injury always seems to plague them. Not too many teams, or maybe no teams at all in the NBA, that have two of their star players who are willing every single night to do the dirty work, like Jimmy Butler and Bam. It almost kind of sets the tone for the rest of the culture. And, you know, Jamal is prolific offensively, Murray, for Denver. But there have been questions around defensively sometimes in the discipline. And same with Jokic, right? Whereas you never question that with Miami.
So that's definitely true. I mean, that's just, like I said, the Heat culture. I remember playing against the Heat for many, many years. And if Max, you know, those New York-Miami Heat rivalries, it was the first to 75, 80 points for the ball game. So, you know, I know the principles, the elbows and boxes, and they preach on guys doing the dirty work. And Miami has a lot of those guys that go out there and just play the ball game, man. It's you know, from a role player that I was, it's great to see because, you know, guys are giving out their all-out effort, and now they're getting it just due.
Marcus, we've had a conversation on this show here over the last couple of weeks about those role players that you're talking about, the Miami Heat. But to describe them as undrafted, guys that shouldn't be here, why aren't they getting the necessary credit? It's almost like every team that they played against, whether it was Milwaukee, the Knicks, Boston, people automatically said they have more talent. Why is that?
Because they don't have the big-time names that some of these teams have. I mean, these guys that's coming in with the Heat, the Caleb Martins, the Vincent, and those type of guys, they just coming in and just playing. They're not really thinking. They're just going out there reacting, being held accountable for what they bring to the ball club, because definitely Coach Spo is going to hold those guys accountable. And if you're not going to give that effort, I'm sure Coach Spo is not going to get you into the ball game. So they know the only way that they can get minutes is go out there and play all out 100%.
See, Marcus, people get very sensitive around using the word undrafted. I'm like, well, that you were actually undrafted. It's not disrespectful to talk about where you got drafted, but I think there, for me, I don't know how you feel about it. There's a difference between a team could be more talented and still lose to a team that is a better team, right? So, I'm not going to sit here and say I think Miami was more talented than the Boston Celtics or they're more talented than the Denver Nuggets. But I do, like, you can make a case that they're a better team, right? And they have less holes in their armor overall. Isn't that fair? Or do you think, are we confusing the two?
I think we're confusing the two a little bit. I just think when you're undrafted, that doesn't mean anything. That just means that a lot of other guys have the opportunity before you. And once you got your opportunity, you're making the best of the situation. I mean, these guys wouldn't be in the NBA alone as being in the NBA finals without that tremendous work ethic, that tremendous grit, and that want to and that how to. So a lot of credit should go to guys like that.
Talking to Marcus Camby. Marcus, Jay and I were talking about this, and what you just said sparked something in my brain just now. Like, Jay, you were saying how hard it is to be undrafted and make it in the league. And think about that. If you wind up in the G League and you're not a star, you also may not be featured in that offense. Now you're a role player in the G League. Exactly. Good luck making it to the league. Maybe the fact that they have so many undrafted players in their actual rotation speaks to how special those players are that they were able to all make the league, you know, being undrafted. And in fact, it speaks not just to the talent, but to the character of those guys in particular. Because as you point out, Jay, it's such a tough road to make it when you haven't been drafted.
Marcus, that's why I said I think this is one of the most incredible runs we've ever seen in the history of basketball. I mean, you have Gabe Vincent is going to go from making $1.8 million a year to potentially sign a contract worth $9 or $10 or $11 million a year. Like Max Strus,
without a doubt,
it's to see that jump at this stage. It's mind-boggling. It's incredible. It's actually praising the organization, not being disrespectful at all.
Yeah, it's definitely incredible. I was saying that to myself last night. This Benson guy is going to get a lot of money. I mean, he's keep getting so many open shots. I don't understand the defensive lapses that the Denver Nuggets was having last night. But like I said, a lot of credit has to go to the Miami Heat organization. You know that culture, Jay. They just breed tough, tough individuals who know how to play the ball game.
Marcus, if you could have just watched on ESPNU here, we had the video of Gabe Vincent having an open shot. If you could have just seen the way Michael Porter Jr. casually, like, jogged out there to contest it, it would, like, you as a coach would lose your mind. Like, it would lose.
Yeah.
Grant, like, they're making shots, but just watching some of those lapses and the lack of energy and effort. I'm watching Christian Braun actually hustle, and I'm watching the other guy, Michael Porter Jr., who's more talented than Christian Braun, just not in putting the effort or the work. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, Michael Porter has to step it up a little bit. You know, when he's not making shots, he seems not to be engaged on the defensive end of the basketball court, which was the case last night. But Gabe Vincent hit that one shot, and I saw his eyes like wander to the side, like,
like you serious?
Really left me open. Exactly.
That is Marcus Camby, ladies and gentlemen. He was not undrafted. He was drafted second overall. And famously, the Knicks made a trade that was very unpopular at the time because Charles Oakley was so loved in this town. But they swapped Oak for Marcus Camby, and Camby came and was a part of a finals team with the Knicks. And then the Knicks stupidly traded him to the Nuggets for the remains of who it was Nene and you for the remains they just drafted. For the remains of who? Antonio McDice.
Antonio McDice.
And it ruined the Fran. Nothing against McDice. He was just finished. And I had to watch you dominate defensively in all those years in Denver, and it just killed me. Anyway, that's Marcus Camby, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Marcus.
All right, Cam.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Great deals. Get great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live. Is it time to be concerned about the Denver Nuggets, KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented
What's
by Progressive
up,
Insurance.
Young Jay?
Is it time to be concerned about the Nuggets? Double J in Santa Monica has something to say. By the way, why not just JJ? How did it become Double J? That's what I want to know first thing.
Kind of like Double J.
But I never heard
Double J. Are you guys there?
Yeah. That's a good twist to it.
Hello?
Yes. Are you Double J because you didn't want to be called JJ? How'd that happen?
My initials, my first name starts with a J and the middle name is J, so I just went with Double J.
Instead of JJ because there are too many JJs?
Yeah,
you didn't like good times?
Yeah,
what is it? Why?
No, it's just double J, you know. And plus, when I was younger, I used to date a lot of women, and I don't like my name to be compared with other ladies' comparing names. So I went by three different names when I was younger.
I see. I'm sorry I asked the question. Go ahead, double J. What do you want? What do you have to say?
I just want to say a few things, but Key, I met you at Nobu's in Santa Monica about 10 years ago, shook your hand, and you were friendly with everybody, and you're a classy guy from what I can see.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And my point's this. I'll be 62 next week, grew up in West Covina. And my little resume real quick before I get to a good point about Coach Malone, I grew up with Cecil Fielder. He was great in basketball, like a small Magic Johnson. I knew Lionel Manuel, played for New York Giants, number 86, won a championship, and the world record holder, Michael Powell, in the long jump. Now, as a player, I played for Ralph Miller in college, and I blew my knee out at 18. So that was in 79 when Reconstruction wasn't an opportunity for me. So with Coach Malone, like with Byron Scott, when Byron Scott was with the New Jersey Nets and they were in the finals, when his teams played good, he took the credit. But when they were bad, he goes, I don't know what they were doing out there. They're playing terrible. And then Malone just did the same thing, saying, oh, they were out there. They look lazy. They don't look motivated. I don't like that as a player. And players will turn off to a coach who doesn't take the blame and blames them. But when they do good, he takes all the credit. What you guys say?
I would just tell you that, Double J, that Michael Malone has been talking about this for most of the year, and he's taken a lot of the ownership of it. So this isn't the first time Michael Malone has been articulate on his frustrations with it. Like, he's had accountability with it for the second half of the year, and these are the kind of championship habits that he wants his younger team to mature into, and it's been a point of contention for him for the second part of the year.
Yeah, the Michael Malone is throwing me off because I wanted to say Mike Malone, so easy. You know,
everything has to be a little difficult, doesn't it?
Max. It's just like, seriously, dude, you're Mike Malone.
Speaking of names,
every Michael that I know in the world is fine with being called Mike.
Key. Speaking of names, you're the first Keyshawn that you know of, right?
No.
Who's the first Keyshawn?
I know a couple other Keyshawns.
I'm saying before you, that were born before you.
It was a Keyshawn. It was a light-skinned Keyshawn in my neighborhood.
Oh, there was?
Yes.
Oh, I got to hear the difference between these two.
We'll have to bring out a color chart to figure out who qualifies. Key, but you're certainly popularized the name Keyshawn, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know if there were any Shaquilles before Shaq or Raekwons before Ray.
I'll take all that credit. It's a lot of them.
Right. Like, but like, Raekwon may have been a name before Wu-Tang, but once Raekwon came out, now everyone's named Raekwon, everyone's named Shaquille, everyone's named Keyshawn.
Yeah,
it's interesting because
it goes Keyshawn, Rayshawn, Jayshawn. You know, they change it up every now and then.
The reason I bring it up, because you're bringing up Michael Malone's name, is this is one of the things I do is sometimes I might listen to a lecture rather than a podcast or a song if I'm just like sick of the playlist or something. I happen to be listening to a lecture on world history from Columbia University over the weekend at one point while I was in the car.
Yes, you're smart. Go ahead, Max.
That's right. That's what I do. And how do you think I get to know everything? Anyway, the professor was making a case about what names reflected at a certain point in history, or whether they were biblical or this or that. And to use an example of the limited names versus a variety of names, when he was talking about a variety of names, he said it could be anything from John to Keyshawn. Keyshawn. Oh. He brought up Keyshawn, and I thought, look at that. He probably wouldn't have ever said Keyshawn if not for the existence of Keyshawn Johnson. But since Key came into the public consciousness, the name Keyshawn has become so in the consciousness that a professor in some university giving a lecture can use it as an example of a variety of names. Isn't that interesting?
Very popular.
I thought it was interesting, no?
I mean, yeah, cool.
See, if I would have said Jay Will, then you'd be all in.
No.
That had nothing to do with what I was talking about.
It sparked it in my brain.
It was a hard right turn. I think that's why I'm a little bit confused.
I was interested in it. It's like, look at this. Key got pretty famous.
No, well, I've been famous for a while. But anyway, I just want to call him Mike. I don't want to go into the Michael. Mike Malone, right? He wants to be referred to as Michael. I get it. That's your name on your birth certificate. I get all of that. But I don't know anybody that is named Michael has a problem being called Mike.
You want to talk more about the World History podcast? No, nothing like that? Okay.
No, it's just not going to
Mo do Black in New Jersey. You're on KJM.
Mo Black?
What? Mo Black. It just says M-O Black.
You
Mo
sure
Black.
Say Mo Black? Because I don't know.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sure hasn't heard that one before. What up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, man, shout out to you guys, man. Honestly, I think your show is like one of the most underrated shows on TV. And Max, you the man. Jay, I'm from New Jersey. I went to St. Benedict's Prep.
Oh,
and
okay.
You are considered basketball's finest.
Newark,
and,
stand
and,
up.
And New Jersey royalty. And Key, I got to say, man, next to Jalen Rose, you got the second best hairline on TV, all right? I just want to put that out there, you know, pause, all right? And shout out to the DJ, okay?
Now,
what I want to get to.
Wait, who has the best hairline on TV, Mo?
Jalen Rose. It's got to be Jalen Rose. It's got to be.
Okay. Key? Key, I'll let you take it away. Key, you're number two.
You're right there.
Mo, Key's not used to being number two.
No, Mo Black. I'm into somebody was in my ear and said something. That's why I started laughing. Mm-hmm. They said something funny. You know, it's a lot of jokes on this show.
Yeah, I know. I watch you guys all the time. And like I said, you guys are one of my favorite shows to watch. You guys are underrated. And you know, my question is, though, you know, where does Eric Spoelstra fit in NBA great coaches at this point?
He's been to
six finals. He has two championships. Like, where does he actually fit in?
Mo, the NBA already voted him top 15 greatest coaches of all time. He's already okay. on that list.
I think he should be, you know, at least top 10. If anything, I mean, he's done a fantastic job, and this finals has cemented it.
Jay is the first person I heard, and maybe others have said it. Maybe Steve Kerr already said it on a podcast with Draymond Green.
Horrible friend.
But Jay is the first I heard who suggested that Spoelstra's on his way to being a top five coach of all time. Because the Mount Rushmore, the four, Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, in no particular order, Pat Riley, Greg Popovich, I think it's safe to say everyone has them. And then the candidates for the fifth spot, Red Holtzman and others, including Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra. Absolutely. He's a candidate.
Did you have Pat Riley in there?
Pat Riley's on the Mount Rushmore.
He's top four.
Is it time, meantime? I gave you your props, Jay. Now it's time to tear you right down. Is it time for Jay to apologize to Heat fans?
Who's apologizing?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Before we get into should Jay apologize to Heat fans...
About what?
...for predicting a sweep. Disrespectful.
Who cares?
Brian in North Carolina has something to say to you, I think, Key. Go ahead, Brian.
Guys, I love you. Key, I love you. And listen, it's not apples to apples, but I'm not going to listen to some Mike Jackson hits while watching some Mike Jordan highlights. Mm. So if he wants to be called Michael, you got to call him Michael.
Oh, what about that?
I respect
that?
It.
What about that,
I respect
Key?
It, Brian.
Wait, say it.
He's not going to listen to some Mike Jackson hits while watching Mike Jordan highlights and then watch a Michael Tyson fight. It's Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan and Mike Tyson.
But you don't say Michael Jordan, you say MJ.
I say Michael.
You say Michael.
I say Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
I know.
Well, you know him. For people that don't know him, you call him Michael.
If you were to, but you wouldn't call him Mike Jordan is the point.
You call him MJ. Like if you, knowing MJ, it's MJ.
But when people refer to him, they say Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm on your side.
Michael Jordan, but then if I'm having a conversation with somebody, I would say Michael Jordan. Right. I wouldn't say Mike Jordan.
And you wouldn't say Michael Tyson. You'd say Mike Tyson because those individuals clearly decided that that's how they wanted to be referred to.
So you should call him Michael Malone.
Right.
I don't want to spend 20 minutes on this.
Too late now.
Call him by his name. Just call him by his name.
I don't know why you think that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why he thinks that. Yeah.
I'm making it sound like Jay and I are arguing even when we're
agreeing. On the same team here, Max.
Stacy in Florida. We'll see about that. Stacy in Florida, you're on KJM.
Who's Stacy?
Good morning, guys.
Morning,
Jay.
Hey, Stacey, I told you we was gonna win.
Yeah.
Hey, listen up. I took before the Denver Nuggets went on that run at the end. What did we do? We took them Nuggets away from the boys. Yes, we did. Listen, Stacy,
real quick.
Yes.
How's your dog doing? She's talking. You're taking Nuggets away from him. How's your dog doing?
Yeah,
he doing okay.
Yeah, I'm comforting him to be comforting those Denver Nuggets because listen up, Coach Malone. He's getting on his guys, but I'm disappointed in him because if you look at this series, Coach Spo is coaching the game. He makes in-game adjustments. Coach Malone is just going on. You know, the ability of his players. He's going on that he thinks, you know, that his team is more talented. But I don't see much.
A little disrespectful toward Michael Malone, a little bit.
Yeah. He's not coaching. Coach Spo is coaching.
Jay, is Michael Malone coaching or not?
Well, I mean, so he's been talking about this for a while now, Stacy, and that's part of the problem. He's been talking about certain players not feeling like they're buying in. And there does get to a certain point as a professional coach. It doesn't really matter what you say. Either some guys want to buy in or they don't. You know? Make sense, Stacey?
And what did he do? Was he scared at the end of the game to call a timeout? Was he scared that, if I make a plan, Coach Spo has the ability to to call a better defensive play.
Yeah,
so I'm just
Stacey, I'm just going to push back. If you call a timeout down the stretch, I have no idea what set you're getting into defensively, and Espo is one of the best coaches in the game. So it doesn't matter what offensive set I draw. It could be the wrong set. So there is an advantage to having your more mature, experienced player in Jamal Murray, actually make that read. I'm okay with the read, actually. I'm okay with the read. I mean,
but that's my point. He knows Coach Spo is the better coach. So he has to go on the ability of his players. He can't, Coach Spo is Denver. I mean, Miami is going to win the series, like I said. We're going to win it. And I don't, as a fan, I must say, I don't care about the undrafted comments that everybody makes because, to me, that comment just means that my guys have more heart and they had
had a harder pass. Stacey is very happy today.
I'm very
cutting Stacey
because we have things to get to, and we can let Stacey talk all day.
Max, Stacey, I feel like you have a beef with Stacey.
No beef with Stacey.
Because
the producers will let her go all segment.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's not every time Stacey comes on the show, you always cut her short.
By the way, hold on. By the way, you as the host have the ability to.
I don't have the board in front of me.
But you can.
If I did, I'd be tuning you out right now.
You could tell us when to move on from Stacey.
Okay. I think,
we've moved on. After about 11 minutes,
it's time to go.
I just want you to know, Richard Jefferson, the homie, texted me and said, be like Mike.
This is what I was trying to get to. I was trying to interrupt
RJ, be quiet.
He's right. He brings up Richard
the
Jefferson.
Is Richard to you,
Jay,
not RJ.
Richard
it's
Jefferson,
Richard
I don't tell. He'll tell me that, not you.
Hey, Jay.
JW.
Text him back and tell him Key said be quiet before he put him in the light skin club.
Man, tell Richard call in. How about that?
Hold on. Key, he's actually sort of supporting your point of view. What are you getting hostile?
He's saying,
as we're making the point, it's Mike
Jordan. I can't hear there was what Jay's saying because you keep talking over Jay, so I didn't really hear
it. I was trying to cut into Stacey because I wanted to announce this text Richard Jefferson just sent us.
I have a follow-up question. Keith, what is the light skin club?
Don't you got something to do, Max?
Richard Jefferson brings up a good point. That as we're saying, it's Michael Jordan. There was an entire ad campaign called "Be Like Mike."
Well, yeah, Be Like Mike, MJ.
Let me rephrase. Rich Jefferson brings up a good point.
Richard.
Rich, well, if it's Be Like Mike, I never heard anyone call him Mike, but the campaign was Be Like Mike.
He better Dick Jefferson. Leave me. Hey.
Dick Jefferson?
Why doesn't he?
Yeah, Dick Jefferson brings up a good point.
I mean.
What? That's just,
I don't.
The point is, it worked. Richard, it worked for the ad campaign. On the other hand, not since college did anyone refer to him as Mike Jordan in the media, right?
Yeah. Speaking of great, Prince in Colorado. You're still with us.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, man, all season I've been watching the Nuggets, and they've been having these type of games.
Tell them, Pete.
They have a game where it's like, I can't get right. It's like, I can't get right type of game. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to come back out and they're going to run the table.
Yo, Prince, tell me something.
Barbecue.
Prince,
because we have barbecues out here. Okay. We don't have a barbecue, and we're going to watch that Errol Spence and Crawford fight. I'm telling you, that's just what we do.
Prince, I have a question for you. Does Michael Porter Jr. bother you as much as he bothers me? Because you're a Nuggets fan.
Man, I've seen him all year long. He's going through some stuff. He's a young cat. He's 24.
Yep.
AG's 26. Maul's 25. You know, Yoke's only 27, but he's going through some personal stuff, man. And, you know, that's been messing with him. But when we have these can't get right games, he has real bad can't get right games. If you watch the previous game, he didn't really score very well. But, man, he was getting rebounds. He had a double-double. He looked okay. He was playing defense. And y'all need to stop with Yoke. Yoke don't be blocking shots, but he plays defense. You know, he gets steals. He kicks the ball. He stops transition defense, man. He's a good defensive player. He's not great.
But he's not a good defensive player. Come on. He's not a good defensive player.
You can't gamble on the pick and roll, though, Prince. You can't gamble at the end on the pick and roll, though. I don't know why you do that in that situation. He's nowhere close to getting that steal, you know?
Yeah, we have these I can't get right games. They're just bad games, man. That's what Malone's talking about. He's like, what are y'all doing? It's like every 6 to 8 games, we have these bad games. Like,
right. Well, let's say that was one of them and you came close to winning. The bottom line is Jimmy Butler hasn't had a real Jimmy Butler game yet, too. You got to think that's coming. Is it time for Jay to say sorry to Heat fans, KJM?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Game 3, as you can see on ESPNU right now, Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern. Listen, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. As I always say, Game 2 is always the pivotal game in any series ever played. Because either one team is down 0-2 and overwhelmingly likely to lose, or it's knotted up, and it's like a 50-50 proposition. So that was a huge win last night for Miami on the road. Is it now time to be concerned about the Nuggets? What if Miami defends home court? I mean, a long way to go, and the Nuggets could win easily either or both games. But you would favor usually the home team in a situation like this, and It's possible they could wind up back in Denver down one, you know, three games
down
to one.
Three? Were you about to say down 1-3?
Well, you know, it used to, you're down 0-2, you're down 0-1. Why aren't you down 1-2? You know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense. Is it time to be concerned about the Nuggets, Jay?
I mean, look, it's one game. You split. The thing, though, is that they haven't lost a game at home in this postseason. It's a really big thing. So you kick off the series winning the first game, which Miami has won every home opener in the playoff series this year, right, on the road, and then you let your guard down defensively. And Miami is one of these teams that they never go away. And Denver is a young, immature team. We just had a caller, Prince, calling from Colorado, giving us the age of all the players. Talking about Michael Porter Jr., 24. You talk about players in New York, it's 27. Jamal Murray, you know, 25. You have a very young team that have bad habits at time. And Miami is a team that if those habits don't get tightened up, those screws don't get screwed in tight, they'll find a way to win the series. They always have.
And what will that do to you, Jay? Find a way to win this series.
I'm going to be fine regardless. Key, how would you say it? I'm going to be good regardless. I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Michael in yes, Alabama, or is it Mike? Is it Mike or Michael in Alabama?
Oh, hey, I'm fine with can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, first time calling. I don't mind being called Mike. As long as you ain't calling me my full name, Mike McClain. But I don't mind being called Mike.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Some people don't care. Some people do. I know a Michael who really does not want you to call him Mike. But go ahead, Mike, in Alabama.
Yeah, I really don't care. I agree with you, Max. Game two, Jimmy Butler really hasn't had that, like, outstanding game. Mm-hmm. But he has been getting the team involved. So I would say I think they're going to steal game three because I really think when they get back home, Jimmy Butler's going to bring out that dog and act a donkey.
That's multiple animals.
He's going to act a donkey. And I also want to, you know, retract about what Keyshawn said about a week or two ago about the barbecue and cookout. I just left a thing we had back in my hometown called Class Day Out from classes from all the way back from 73 to 2023. And it wasn't no big cookout. It was a big barbecue. Hmm. We do barbecues in Alabama.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Hmm. All right. So it's regional. That's okay. Akbar in Brooklyn. You're on KJM.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I wanted to thank Keyshawn Johnson. Give me the ball, Keyshawn Johnson, who sincerely wanted to bring a championship to New York City. And even though he got his championship in Tampa Bay, his passion. I remember the day when Tessa Verde hurt himself. He cried because he saw that it was a chance that the New York can do something. I want to bring up the Joker, and I heard several announcers statistically compare him to Will Chamberlain, rightfully so, points, assists, and doing certain things that Chamberlain used to do. But I also want a lot of us get stuck on the contemporary, what's happening now. And I think if people would take a look, Chamberlain with Philadelphia, and he had some great teams in Philadelphia, along with the Lakers. Bill Russell had a team that beat him, even though that he was dominant. And I think this is going to be played out in this series.
Thank you. The fact that
Denver is so dominant.
That's what you
and
know,
I think Miami is going to beat them.
I can't believe it.
Because I think they're gritty.
You
and
cut
I think
Stacey
that,
off?
That they, yeah.
You cut Stacey
me,
off, but you let this guy talk for as long as he's
well,
talking.
Well, I'm letting you cut this guy off.
No.
I'm returning the favor.
Stacey, who calls in daily.
Yeah.
You cut her off.
Well, she gets a lot of airtime, and Richard Jefferson was texting us.
And you let this guy talk.
Now you talk right over him, you have no problem being rude to that caller.
Let's play a hearing listening game. What did he just say?
Michael Another Michael. Is it what? Mike or what? Mike? He's you talking about a dominant player being beaten by a better team. That Jokic is Chamberlain and the Heat are the old Boston Celtics teams. Please. Did I get that right? I'm hoping that's what he said. Michael on the highway. Is it Mike or Michael?
Man, you can call me either or.
All right. Either or.
It don't make me none. Okay. But I just wanted to say first, man, y'all get me right in the mornings, man. Been listening to y'all since the beginning. Shout out to the producers for putting Max in over Zubin. No offense, Zubin. But I just want to do a comment on the Nuggets series. Shout out to Keyshawn. I think every championship team, you got to have a dog. You got to have at least one guy that's not your best player that's just grimy. He got to be grimy, dirt under the fingernails. There's nobody on the Denver squad. If I was in a fight, I would call. Not one. I'm with you, Keyshawn. Too many red bones.
What are you with Keyshawn on, though? Let me ask you, what are you with Keyshawn on?
Don't worry about what he with me
on. I'm confused.
He's with me. That's all he's with you.
But with you on what? You picked Denver
to
sweep
them. Don't worry about it.
You picked Denver to sweep Miami. So what is he with you?
He's with me.
Hey, too many red bones. Too many light skins. You need somebody that's going to throw some hands.
Jeff Green.
Go talk to Shane Mosley before you start with that.
Stop with that.
That ain't what I said. I didn't have nothing to do with that, Jay.
See what you done started.
See, no, as soon as someone's with you.
I didn't say nothing about Denver got too many light-skinned dudes. That's Michael from New York to somewhere. I don't know.
Where was he from? He was from the highway.
Nobody said that with Golden State. When they were winning back-to-back chips.
I didn't say that with Denver. We're not going to have my name on somebody's report.
He said he's with you.
That.
And you said, no. You said
he's
yeah,
with
he's
me,
with
but
me.
Not with that.
Oh, now he's not with you. So which one is it? He with you or he not with you? I'm confused. Yeah.
But see, Golden State had.
No, don't qualify it. Stop.
What you mean?
Stop. See,
they did have the brothers, you know, but then they also had.
I'm going to stay out of this one. Did the Heat find the remedy for this series
in
game
two? They also got a guy.
KJM, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.